With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Investigators say they have their man. Utah Governor Spencer Cox announcing the arrest of the 22-year-old Utah man who shot and killed Charlie Kirk.
We got him. On the evening of September 11th, a family member of Tyler Robinson reached out to a family friend who contacted the Washington County Sheriff's Office with information that Robinson had confessed to them or implied that he had committed the incident.
A judge ordered Tyler James Robinson held without bail. Utah state records show the 22-year-old is registered to vote, but not affiliated with a political party. Erica Kirk, the widow of Charlie Kirk, speaks out on Turning Point USA for the first time since the fatal shooting of her husband.
The radio and podcast show that he was so proud of will go on. And in a world filled with chaos, doubt, and uncertainty, my husband's voice will remain. And it will ring out louder and more clearly than ever.
More troubles for aircraft manufacturer Boeing. Workers there have rejected another contract proposal.
3,200 company employees have been on strike for nearly 6 weeks at three plants in the Midwest. The union that represents them says 57% of the members voted against the offer. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, District 837, says in a statement the proposal did not include a sufficient signing bonus or a raise in 401k benefits. The company says it's disappointed the employees rejected what Boeing officials say was a five-year deal with an average wage growth of 45%. I'm Mike Hempen.
President Trump says he will send the National Guard to Memphis to deal with crime concerns there. This is SRN News. A prayer ban is under consideration in Canada. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
Lawmakers in Quebec are working on legislation that would bar citizens from offering prayers in any public space. The bill is a response to complaints about Muslims praying in public, but clergymen of many different faiths are condemning it. Montreal's Catholic Archbishop Christian Lapin says the measure, quote, raises serious concerns about respect for fundamental freedoms in a democratic society. It's not clear when a vote might take place. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's office says one of the first doctors accused of illegally providing so-called gender-affirming care to children did not break the law. This comes nearly a year after a state lawsuit accused Dr. Hector Grandados of falsifying medical records and violating a Texas ban on sex change operations for kids that took effect in 2023. More than two dozen states have prohibitions on such procedures. This is SRN News. AI has become a concern now for teachers.
Many teachers have shifted all writing to the classroom. Some are returning to pen and paper exams to avoid cheating. As the new school year gets underway, educators say it's clear that AI is transforming how students learn and study and how teachers teach. But it is also creating new confusion over what constitutes cheating. Students say they often turn to AI with good intentions for things like brainstorming or editing help, but sometimes it's hard to know where to draw the line. John Scott reporting.
OpenAI has reached a new tentative agreement with Microsoft and says its nonprofit, which technically controls its business, will now be given a $100 billion equity stake for its for-profit corporation. The changes have brought the scrutiny of regulators. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.